Swiss Podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
And the other thing you also mentioned is the other very important point in this aspect, it's coaching. Yeah, so not only kids and referees, but you need also some coachings and coaches. And
What
is here the idea for the future to make this maybe?
So I will tell you what's happening in the moment in our island, in our country. When clubs are managing to secure top international coaches that they use for the nurseries, which I think is the most important, you know. So that the player development is a very satisfactory one. Of course, as an association, we are ongoing with coaching education, where we are facilitating, obviously, coaching clinics for the next near future. It is my wish that I really want that every coach is certified. It doesn't mean that you're an ex-player, you can coach. You're an ex-swimmer, you can coach water polo. I think this has to be done seriously and professionally. Of course, European Aquatics are doing their part as well with this of course, coaching education as well. I think not only coaching education, certificates for referees, for delegates, certificates for table officials. I think it's the way forward. It's the way more professional way. We need to look forward to. And I think we're, in my opinion, both in Malta, both in Europe, we are in the right direction.
Yeah, so absolutely. There needs to be some, let's say, common sense of coaching. Let's say we need to have some kind of standards across Europe or across the board. It's not only up to each of the countries. Yeah, so we have also these kind of certification in Germany, for example. I really like is these kind of community building and say, okay, I can build a network and exchange each other also offside of these kind of official, let's say, webinars or meetings or whatever. Yeah,
so yeah, for sure.
This
for
is
sure.
Very beneficial for each of us. So
what is also good that in every European competition that European Aquatics are holding, there's sort of coaching clinic for a couple of hours with top spokesmen, which is very interesting as well, especially for when we participate in youth competitions, you know. So it's good for the youth coaches, for the, you know, also for the well-developed coaches as well, because interesting. I think every country should work on their coaching education. Attend many coaching clinics in Italy when I was coach. So they do it seriously. They do twice a year, I think, coaching clinics with very interesting topics. But I think it's essential to teach the young guys, the young girls in the best way, manner possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the end, you also already mentioned the league, that you are starting the summer league near in the future, and that league is getting better and more competitive at the end. So are there any, let's say, key things you mentioned during the last couple of years where you say, okay, this is a mandatory thing, or which is one of the most influenced items?
Our main league is the summer league, Andy. So I think it's, you know, the local clubs, 12 of them, always manage to sign top players, especially the top four or five teams always have world-class players, you know. So speaking of Ivovic, you know, top players like Aaron Younger, Cannella, big names that come in, and Zalanki last year, Filipovic year before, big names that come to obviously play in our summer league. Obviously, with the big names, not only the level of water polo goes up, the level of our Maltese player goes up as well. So I think it's something very positive, you know, playing in front of 3,000, 3,500 spectators, and especially in the top games is a spectacle. As you said, we hosted a Final Four, and with that, I left My idea was to leave a legacy. We have new lights, and we'll have new stands by the 1st of April as well. So I think that is how work should be done. You know, work should be done professionally. Work should be done intelligently, and obviously lift also the profile of your water polo and mold in your country, and do it in the right way possible. I think we're working on that. We are working also on a new. Maybe this is. Not something that everybody knows. We're working on something new for season 26-27, where we'll be extending our championship not only for summer but also going into winter as well. We'll have not a winter and summer league, but we'll have one league together. Foreigner. Two foreigners per team. The national team, can participate even better with better preparation because the league will be longer. At the moment, we play in summer. We play from the 15th of June till the 30th of August, playing on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, which is not so healthy for players, you know, because they don't train properly. So we'll have a longer season, a better season, foreigners that will stay here for all season, not only for the summer season. We're working on many new things to develop this game, which you know, like you, we really love.
Yeah, so it sounds like the milestones are getting not less. So they're getting more or less a little bit more in the future. But you also closed various of the milestones on the way.
Yes.
Until now. So let me see, or let us take a view into, I don't know, 1 or 2 years from now. So we already mentioned so many things which are on the way at the moment, which are under investigation. The milestones are running. Where do you think should your association should be in, let's say, 2 years from now?
Well, my hopes are to obviously get a stronger financial situation. That will help, obviously, to develop more our game. Obviously, keep on climbing places in European rankings, of course. Make it, as I said, make it a longer and more interesting competition for Malta as well. More teams participating in European competitions, better referees. I have a lot to work on in the next 3 years.
Yeah, so it will not getting boring, I think.
No, for sure. Hosting more competitions, which would be good as well.
Yeah.
That's my roadmap.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it sounds very, very interesting and fascinating what goes going on in Malta then over the next couple of years. Until now, so you have already so many years with so many actions and milestones and projects. So
yes,
it's very impressive.
Yes.
Until now, yeah. So it's more to come, as you said.
More to come. We never stop.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it sounds like that maybe sometimes when I'm somewhere in the future, I'm retiring, maybe I come to Malta. So
for sure. We need good people to work for us and to help us.
Good. Keep my contact. Yeah.
I will, of course. Of course.
So let me ask you at the very beginning, not the beginning, at the end, one. Some, how many? Five key questions at the end.
Yes.
So what do you think? We already discussed about the achievements over the last couple of weeks, months and years. What do you think is the biggest achievement?
Well, I think the hosting of Final Four, and of course the 13th place we managed to get with the senior national team, and the ninth place we managed to get with the under 18, which were obviously excellent results.
And the other thing, the other direction, the biggest frustration maybe over the last couple of weeks and months.
Well, of course, the biggest frustration is people who don't let you work in the way that you want to work, you know? I won't elaborate on that. Obviously, maybe success isn't good to everyone's ears and to everyone's, you know. So I think people out there, you know, they many you know, tell you, congratulate you for what you are doing, for the achievements, but others maybe not so happy with the things which I don't like. As I said, the frustration is obviously, as I said, the rivalry between the top three clubs, which I am not so happy about that. And also, obviously, the continued bad vibes against referees, and, you know, so, but I won't elaborate on that. You know, these are things that I really want to put aside and work on, and so. But those are the main things that frustrate me, because obviously,
Okay.
as you well know, we in the association are all on voluntary basis, so we don't get paid for our jobs. We do it because we love the sports, you know, we love aquatics. So finding some people who try and trip you on your job, maybe I'm not so happy about that.
Okay.
I hope I was clear enough.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think we are addressing the right people here.
Yes,
These people are listening to the podcast at the end. So one project you are most proud of?
Well, I think, of course, the national team management, the national team professional approach to our national teams, but also I think safeguarding, which was very important, safeguarding our athletes, coaching education, which is a project that I'm still work in progress on. But I think those are the main things that I feel that I am very happy that I can say that we moved fast in the best direction possible in those things.
Okay, and also here, then, one of the unfinished achievements or milestones so far. So not so many, but maybe there is something in your mind.
I already mentioned, you know, what I really need to work on. Of course, I'm also upgrading the association's statute, which is quite outdated now. Also, I'm working also very hard on the disciplinary code, and then of course on the ethics code, which are very important, and both in all officials, referees, players, national team. You know, these are things that obviously we are a small association with not many people who work in the association, not work, but work voluntary in the association. But I think slowly, we will arrive to where I really want this association to arrive. And then I will stop.
And then the next guy should do the next milestones.
Yes, for sure.
So last one, when you would describe the water polo in Malta with one word,
well, I think water polo is, as I said before, and I will repeat, is the most successful sport in our island. Of course, we're a small island, but I think the results that our water polo gets is second to none, and no other sports have managed to achieve this. I say this with pride, obviously, but no big heading. But I think I've been involved quite some time in water polo. I was a player, I was a coach, national team coach, I'm now president. So I think I am the one who can, one of the few who can really say that I've been in all, you know. So, and I'm proud of what we're doing, and I look forward to more and more.
Yeah. So you have the view from many perspectives then.
Yes.
Good. So that's it for today. So Carl, thank you for joining the podcast again. And thanks again for all the information you gave us.
Thank you. I really hope you enjoyed what I related to you and to your viewers, to your listeners. And I look forward also, obviously, to keep in contact with you, because we are always in contact, but also for the next podcast in the near future as well.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome. I'm here to schedule a new one maybe then somewhere in the future. So it's depending on your availability, but we already noticed that you are very busy at the moment, so which is fine.
Yeah, of course. I'm not only, as you well know, I'm not only president of the association, I'm also in the European Aquatics Technical Water Polo Committee as vice chairman, and also now with some very interesting news coming up as well within the water polo 4x4, which will be the new discipline World Aquatics has confirmed. So exciting times coming up. I'm obviously always available to speaking to you and to sharing my ideas with you as well, but also to help in general to improve the game of water polo.
So 4x4, it's so maybe then we have the next topic for the next time.
For sure. Today I just finished a very interesting online meeting with the technical committee of water polo 4 World Aquatics. And we'll soon have some very interesting news to share with new competitions, new rules, new exciting ideas.
Okay. Yeah, so then we have the perfect cliffhanger for everybody who's listening to the podcast.
For sure. Keep in touch, and for sure you it's going to be some very exciting new discipline too, which we'll have time to discuss and elaborate on in the very, very near future.
Okay, yeah, so this sounds very interesting. Okay, yeah,
Yes,
so
yes.
maybe then we have the chance to see each other somewhere in the world
Yes, for
again.
sure, for sure, for sure, for sure.
So maybe then the path goes to Malta somewhere in the future. I don't know.
Yes, for sure, for sure. But with some interesting competitions coming up also for Water Polo 4, which will be soon announced as well.
Perfect. Okay, Carl.
Thank you.
So thanks again. And thanks for joining, and have a nice evening again.
Thank you very much. Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
I'm through.